Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast. We have very special guest today joining all the way from Paris. We got Mark Fischel joining the podcast. Hi Mark.
Hi Sean. I'm very happy, very proud and very glad to be here today.
Yeah, so how is your afternoon there, Mark? Paris, how is it, Paris?
I think Paris has to breathe because we are close from Manina in the weather, you know?
Right.
It's very hot, very humid. It was yesterday it was close to 40 degrees. And for Paris, it's hard. We are not used to. But whatever, we keep on being happy.
Right, Mark. So, you know, we had a pandemic for last 2 years and places were locked down, cities were locked down. So how is the situation now in Paris, you know, sort of this post-pandemic?
Everything is open and now we have, let's say, a normal life. And they just say on the TV that they finished the experience of the mask and of the all the things, you know. We come back to the life before the COVID, so
right.
we are happy. But whatever, I think, to my mind, COVID was a part of our life, but it doesn't stop the life. It just maybe with the COVID, we understood that you have to enjoy your life more maybe that you think before, you know. I always say we have only one life, and the COVID make us realize that we have only one life.
Right. So how did the pandemic personally affected you?
In positive way. It's surprising, but it's positive way. First of all the negative energy, I take it out. I just talk with good people, good vibes people. Mm. In the music area, in the music business, you know, I create. And what was good is because you don't have the right to do concerts, so you have to be at home to make the music. I had one song called Manu Reva on the piano that you hear when I was in Manille. It's a very famous French song, but very pop song. And I decided to propose my own version in piano with the voice, that's all. And I was so proud because Alain Chamfort, who created this song with Serge Gainsbourg, two very famous French singers, he sent me an email saying that it's the first time since 40 years that he listened to a new version, very at the time efficient and very sensitive. So pandemic for me was positive.
Right.
Because I go, you know, we say when you drink you have all you see is the empty glasses or the full glasses. I see the other part.
So you're very optimistic.
Yes, we have to.
right. And I also feel the pandemic actually, you know, there were negative effects, but overall, I feel it's positive because it gave me a lot of appreciation for like live music, for example. Before, I was going to a lot of concerts and then there were no concerts. And then actually, to be honest, you were the first international artist that I saw after the pandemic.
So I'm very proud. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't know you before. And I saw you on the first row, you know, in the smaller piece where we were.
Right.
And when I look at you, I say, this guy like music. We feel it when we are on stage. We feel people who are concentrate, who listen to. I didn't know what you're doing. So it's not a normal audience. This guy likes music more than the other people. You know, I was not so wrong. And now this concert particularly was the first concert of my little tour in Manille.
Right.
And it was cool. It was really cool to meet you, to meet people, because when you start by small, it's good. After we made a big concert in the Fête de la Musique in front of 5,000 people, it was crazy.
Right. So before we talk about music, Mark, tell me what's your earliest memory of music?
My earliest memory of music, I was kids. And all the weekend with my dad, we played the piano. I never learned the piano. I just played by ear. And we were on the piano and we were playing with my brother and my dad, six hands on the same piano. And the first song that I learned to sing and to play was What Did I Say from Ray Charles.
Right.
This is my first memory of piano and music.
So when you were growing up, what sort of music were you listening to? Like, who were your like favorite artists back in the day?
I love when there is a melody. You know, for instance, I'm not fond of hard music, but it's true that some hard music like Scorpion or like Mr. Big sometimes, or like, you know, Van Halen, they create some slow music, some wonderful slow, you know. For instance, if you take Scorpion, which is one of the most famous group throughout the world, I'm Still Loving You. It's so nice, you know. But I love when there is a melody. I'm fond of Elton John, Billy Joel, Paul Simon, Simon Garfunkel, the Beatles. For me, the Beatles, you know, we always have, some people are for the Beatles, some people are for the Rolling Stones. I think the Beatles are the best group of the world, really, because in 10 years they create so many melody and they create a way to sing it. You know, for instance, Strawberry Fields Forever can be created today. It's so modern. So it's what I love in music.
Yeah. And then I love
Cat Stevens. Sorry, I forgot Cat Stevens.
Right. So one thing about the Beatles is that Beatles, sometimes it sounds very simple, but at the same time, it can be very complex and everything in between, right?
Exactly. The Beatles are not so easy because even the voice, when they put their voice, it's not easy at all. And why I took the example of Strawberry Fields Forever, because the melody is not easy. And they put some mellotron, they put some many instruments, which was modern. It's still modern. When you listen to it's really magic, you know? I can listen to the Beatles hours after hours. I say, wow. You know, because they can sing Twist and Shout, which is basic. It's like La Bamba, you know?
Right.
But they can sing also Let It Be, and they can sing Yesterday. You know, Yesterday?
Yeah.
It's a song, I think, that we heard the most throughout the world. Say, it's simple, but it's so nice. It's like Imagine from John Lennon, you know, it's simple, but the melody. Right.
So one thing I noticed, because I was on the front row when you performed, and I was actually, I choose that seat because I could see you're playing the piano, so I could see the keys. So I actually came to the venue early, so I could sit there and I could see you play. And what I feel is that you and the piano is not two separate things when you're playing. It seems like it's the same thing. So it's like part of you. That's what I felt when you're playing.
Thank you very much. It's funny that you're saying that, because it's always that what I say when I have French interview. I say that the piano is like my arm, you know, because I don't know the music, I don't know to write it, but I feel it. And especially, you know, when I create the song with people, I ask you 10 words in French and I create the song in life. I love music and I could play all the day. And I think the piano is one of the most complement instrument that was created. You know, because when you play battery, for instance, you cannot play everything. When you play guitar, it's quite complex, but piano, you can play vals, you can play rock and roll, you can play classical, you can play jazz. You know, I was educated with Ray Charles, and Ray Charles, Ray Charles himself was educated by the jazz, by the blues. And when you play blues on the piano, it makes my heart boom, boom.
So you had the influence of, you know, you're playing piano at home. And then how did, like, when did the idea came that you want to pursue music, you know?
It was a long trip, a long way in my brain, because I had some parents very strict who wanted to have a, let's say, normal job.
Right.
With, you know, like all the parents, but they were very hard. And I was sure that people who sing or play music, all the people create music. And it's not the fact, there are some musicians, they are just musicians and they love to play other music. And what I love, it's to create music. And I thought that everybody does this. And one day, one guy told me, what is this music? I like it. It was my music, but because I was too shy, I said, it's from a very famous French guy, you know. I cannot say that it was my music. And suddenly I realized that I create music. And I start to show it one guy to another guy to some people. And my friends say, it's nice. And I start to create music for my friends who were at marriage, you know, who marry. Say, oh, create me a music for my marriage. And suddenly I say, why? It can be my real job because it's what I want to do, you know. I don't want to live without doing what I love, you know. Especially, there is one sentence that I love. It's your life starts when you realize, your second life starts when you realize that you have only one life.
Right.
I make a way before that. But now I can tell you, I'm sure that I am in the right way.
Right. So, even though I'm a big fan of music and I, you know, follow a lot of bands and artists, but I know only very few French bands, French artists. I know Daft Punk is from France. I know Gojira. I don't know if you know, but there's a metal band called Gojira.
Yeah,
famous band. And if somebody want to like explore French music, who do you recommend he should start listening to? Like, you know, generally, who is the best?
If you have old French singer, maybe you know the old French singer. You have, you know, like Edith Piaf, Charles Aznavour, Gilbert Bécaud. You know Gilbert Bécaud? I'm sure you know Gilbert Bécaud. September morn. Na, 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 na. It was singing by George Benson.
Right.
And also there is one song of Elvis Presley created by Gilbert Bécaud. And Charles Aznavour. You know Charles Aznavour?
No, I don't know.
Charles Aznavour is famous throughout the world. I'm sure if you listen to Charles Aznavour, je me voyais déjà en haut de l'affiche, la bohème, la bohème. So they are all French guys. Today you have some people like Vianney. Vianney is a French guy who has a little guitar. He's only with his guitar, like Ed Sheeran.
Right.
He's a French Ed Sheeran, you see. And you have a guy also, Ben Mazuet. Ben Mazuet is a very nice guy. And after you have all the old fashioned like Joe Dassin, you know, oh, Champs-Élysées, padam, dadam. But what is, and after you have all the rap music. Now the rap music is very famous in France. So you have many, many groups like PNL. I'm not fond of rap music, I respect it. And there is one guy which I like a lot because it's slam music. It's Grand Corps Malade. You know Grand Corps Malade?
Grand Corps Malade.
Grand Corps Malade means big body, big sick body, because he had a problem. Grand Corps Malade. This, I'm sure you will like it.
I'll check it out.
Check it out.
So Mark, this tour to the Philippines, before the tour, when did you like first sort of encounter Philippines? When did you like, you know, had the idea like you want to go to Philippines about Philippines?
For me, Philippines, it was like a dream to go to Philippines, but I never think about it. But when I was in Romania, I made a tour in Romania last year. And Xavier Leroux that you meet.
Right.
He saw me in Romania. He said, wow, you're a performer. And he told me, I'm going to Asia. Would you like to make some tour in Asia? I said, okay. I said, okay, but I never think that he will bring me to Asia. And he started to talk with my manager, with Maggie. I say, would you like to go to Philippines? I say, okay. The COVID is start to be finished. They open the frontier. Okay, let's go. I say, it's a long trip. Okay, I want to meet people. I like people. You know, I like people. I like to discover and I like music. So three things to go to Philippines. Even if the trip is very long, it's true. When you arrive to the airport, it's a nightmare. It's true. It's so long, but we made everything in the right place, in the right time. Your welcome was more than a welcome. He did everything that we happy. And I bring my partner, you know, Frank, the musician, the crazy musician. And for me, it was, I would love to come back to make a tour, even in Asia, not only in Philippines, you know, in Philippines, in Bangkok, in everywhere. Because I think you like music, Asiatic people like music, generally speaking. And you like French music. And I was so amazed in La Fête de la Musique, you know, in the big party. how they react. It was, for me, you know, I was still crying.
Right. So Mark, this Fetadilla Music Festival, I think it's actually originated in France. Is that
yes.
the case?
Yeah, it was created by Jacques Lang. Jacques Lang is right. Minister of the culture in France a long time ago. He created Fête de la Musique, and he created also Fête du Cinéma. And Fête de la Musique is very famous now throughout the world, in France, of course. In Fête de la Musique in France, you have group everywhere in the street, everywhere. It's crazy. If one day you come to France, you will love it, because every 2 meters you have the right to play. So it's splendid, especially if the time is nice. But I never think that I would play one day in Mani, especially in front of so many people and in a nice stage. It was very hot, but it was, you know, since the first time people start to react, I look at my musician, I say, we're going to have 1 hour, we're going to make the show. And it was, for me, one of my best experience of music since the last 5 years, really.
Right. And one thing that, you know, you feel that the language is not really a barrier to enjoy music, right? Because even though you sing in French, most of your songs.
I sing in French. You speak very good English. And moreover, you have Spanish in your language.
Right.
So, no, you know, music is international. And it's only vibes. If you have good vibes, they react. And, you know, they did not know what I say. I speak in English to make them understand a little bit the song. I will tell you a secret now, because we interview. My first song that I sing for the show, not your show, but the show after for the Fête de la Musique, you know, there is 5,000 people. And we were only with my piano, my playback song, and Franck. And before, there are many groups. There were 5 on stage, 10 on stage, electric guitar. I say, wow. No, I start to be stressed, really stressed. And I said to Franck, 5 minutes before going on stage, we have to take them. We have to give them everything. And my first song, it's called in France, Topla Bandim. Topla Bandim means in French, you give me 5. That means when you make a deal, it's about the business, you know. But my business in potatoes, you know, my first life. And I said to Franck, okay, we won't call it Topla Bandi. We call it now, give me 5. Okay, you change the word of your song 5 minutes going on stage. Yes. And when I went to stage, I say to the people, you know, how we do business in France? No, we say, give me 5. And they say, give me 5, give me 5. And I start to sing, and it was, wow.
Right. So, the experience in the Philippines, what's your like first impressions of the Philippines when you came in, and what was your impression when you left Philippines?
I know. My first impression, it was very hot.
And traffic, yeah.
There is so much air condition everywhere, which I was scared for my voice, but I love the energy. I love how people were friendly with us, really. And the food were very spicy. I can tell you that one day I had my stomach, it was like a volcano, you know, because I ate so many chicken spicy that I think I will dead. But it was crazy. I love the food. I love the way to make the party. I love the reaction. It was too short because 9 days, it goes so fast, you know. Mm. But it was crazy. And for me, it was a big training, because the week after, 2 weeks after, I had a big show in France in front of 25,000 people.
Wow.
And I sing exactly the same song that I sing in Philippines. And I've done the same thing. It was perfect. For me, it was Philippines give me a so good vibe that I understand that now, really, I love stage. I love to be on stage. But now I'm sure it's my job. You know, it's my way of life.
Right. And Mark, I was just listening today, the new song you recorded with Seidel from the Philippines, The Horizon,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
And I saw that song is appearing in a couple of playlists in Spotify as well. And I really like that song. Can you tell me about recording and writing that song with Seidel?
I was about to talk about Seidel. First of all, Seidel, she's like Diamond. You know, she's so cute, so nice. She has a voice. She's a voice. And, you know, we were in a relation because of Xavier. And when we went into studio, you know, we've done all what you hear in one day. It's crazy. Mm. And when I was in studio with all the Universal Music team, they told me, Mark, can you write something in French to answer to Seidel? Say when? Now. Ah, okay, now. Okay, now. So I write the French lyrics in 10 minutes, and I have to make it nice for the ear. You know, you have to, and at least at the same time, it has to be clever and to feel good with what she's saying in English, you know?
Right.
And finally, we were speed. We drink some ginger tea before singing. And we had a teacher to make the voice feel good. And it was crazy. And now the song that we co-compose and co-write, she's on three main Spotify playlist, which is huge for us. And it started to go up. The clip is so cute. You know, it's like, for me, it's like a Disney song, you know.
Right.
They could use this song for Disney. But I'm very proud of this song, especially how we did it. And Seidel, she's a very nice lady. When we singing in Federal Music together, we sing together Stand By Me, like we sing when you... And she's not a star, but she will be soon a star. She's a real artist. She feels the music. With, you know, my piano is is like in my body. Her voice, it's her piano, you know? She has a voice, wow.
Right. Mark, about your songs. So one of the songs that I've been keep on playing, I think the name, if I translate that to English, it's called It Was Time. So
it's what?
It Was Time, right? Your song.
Ah, c'était le temps. C'était le temps.
Yes. Can you tell me about that song? I mean, what's the idea about the song, and how did you write that? Because I've been listening to that a lot.
Alors, c'était le temps. It's a song about my family. My family came from Eastern countries.
Mm.
They live in Romania because of the Russian, you know. And not the Russian people, but the Russian government. It's different. And so they have to leave everything, you know, because of the communism. And I wrote a song about the story of my family. But is what I say, when you say the truth with your heart, always there is something good. And finally, this song is playing now in radio in France. It was playing on TV, on Energy Hit. Energy, it's a very... very famous TV and radio in France. And it's funny to have this song with a modern arrangement about a family. It's a sad song, but the melody is maybe a happy melody, but the lyrics are very sad, you know? And because I said in the lyrics, one moment I say, I talk about Stalin, I talk about the train, the concentration camps or the concentration the work camps, you know. So right. It's very sad. But finally, you know, people react very well. And this song is, for me, it was very important to write this song and happy of the life of this song.
Right. So before we started the interview, you were saying you were actually writing songs to new artists as well. So tell me a little bit about writing songs for other artists.
What I love also is to write songs for other people. So, we asked me to write songs for a musical comedy for Christmas in France. So we were different composers and together we create some song. I have also an Israeli artist, which is very famous in Congo, in Africa. She came here and she wanted to make a duo with me, you know. Mm. So we're going to have some song together. And also I will write some song for her album. And I have now some French artists who made the voice, like Seidel in France. They want that I write song for them. So I have some lot of job to do, lot of work to do. And I have also my own song to write.
Right. I mean, as a songwriter, like when you write something for somebody else, and then when they are going to sing and perform that, it will take its own life, right? Like, probably it's not exactly. Maybe it's not what you intended, but it can be something completely different, right?
Completely different. Moreover, all the song that I give at the beginning, generally speaking, I give a voice with piano. And after I say, you go to the arrangement, you go to your studio, you do what you want. I give you the melodies, the top line, the piano, because my way of working is a song has to be very light, you know, all the guitar with voice, all the piano with voice. And after you can put the island, you can put battery, whatever you want. And if the melody is already good with piano or with guitar, after it can be a success.
So Mark, what are you working on your own music? So what's the plan? What's upcoming? Anything that you're working on?
Yes. First of all, tomorrow I go on holidays for 1 week. My first holiday since a lot of months. So I will break for 1 month, for 1 week. And after, when I come back, I have to prepare many concerts. I have many concerts in France. In France, what we've done, it's the radio organize some big concerts, you know, the French radio. So there are some different main artists to play in front, generally 10,000 people, 15,000 people, like in Fête de la Musique. So yeah. I have two main concerts, end of August, beginning of September, and after I have my own concert. After I'm going to go to Israel because I have to record in Israel. After I come back and after I prepare my tour, because next year I will have a big tour in France. And maybe I will come back to Philippines or to Asia if they call me. I'm ready, you know. We asked me also to go to Bolivia. So I will go maybe to Bolivia. But I have many projects. We'll see. I hope to do all my projects. I think I need to live at least until 120 years because I have many projects.
Places. Yeah, because you have many places to go, right? And perform.
Many places to go. But my manager, she hates plane. So we have to balance. I'm a geek. He's scared of plane.
Right. So Mark, what's your message to the viewers of this video and people who's going to listen to this podcast?
Ah, like the song, Don't Worry and Be Happy. It's very important. Really, I love life. Really, I love life. I think when we are in good health, we have to enjoy each day, you know? And just do what you want to do. It's very important. So I do music because I love music and I just want to do music now. But if you like to paint. If you like to be an artist, a cinema, do cinema. If you like to do some houses, do some houses. So be happy, send good vibes. And also, if you send positive vibes, you will receive positive vibes. The plus give you the plus, always. Mm. And you're a plus guy. You're right. A good vibe guy.
Right. Mark, anybody you want to shout out to?
If I want to.
Anybody you want to shout out to?
To shout out to what
anybody you want to mention?
Yes, I want to mention many people. Hello. First of all, I want to thank my manager. She's near me. See, now I don't want to speak. She's near me because she's my good vibe lady.
Right.
Without her, I won't do anything. I want to thank also all the French Alliance, especially Xavier, because right. She's a friend now. I want to thank also all the team in Mani. People that I met, and Seidel, because Seidel, she's like a gift, you know. And I want to thank you, because Mr. Good Vibe, I'm very proud to make this interview with you. And if I come back to Mani, we're going to go to a restaurant together to eat chicken spicy or something else.
Right. Maybe when you're here, we can do this interview live together next time.
With pleasure. With a piano.
Right. and spicy chicken. Right. Mark, I really enjoy talking to you. And as I said, you were the first international artist I saw live after the pandemic. And I really enjoyed that show. And then thanks for I contacted you on social media and then we got connected and we are doing this interview. So thanks for joining this. And I wish you all the best with all your new music, and hope to see you again in the Philippines.
And I would like also to thank the two ladies, Samantha Casbon, which is a lady who's taking care of the French outside France, and also the ambassador, Madame Bocos. They are very nice ladies, you know, and I was very proud to sing in front of them.
Right, yeah. So Mark, lastly, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media, how can they can connect with you?
They can connect on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. My name is Mark Fischel, F-I-C-H-E-L. It's the same name everywhere. I have a fan page and I have my official name. I answer to everybody. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's my manager, but we answer to everybody. And we cross fingers to that the world goes very well for everybody. Really, it's not just words. It's really, I think I send good vibes to the Philippines and to everybody.
Thanks a lot, Mark, for doing this, and then have a great day ahead. So I'll see you. Hopefully we'll see you soon in the Philippines.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.